As a COVID-19 vaccination drive gains momentum in South Africa, employers and employees are on a collision course over whether getting the jab is mandatory or not. Labour experts warn the country might start seeing cases between workers and companies over mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations in the workplace. Also, the South African Human Rights Commission has stated that it would be a violation of human rights to compel people to get vaccinated if they have chosen not to. To discuss this further, joining us on the line is Anlie Bezuidenhout, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Anlie, good morning and thank you for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Good morning.
Now, Anlie, a big question is on everyone's minds right now since seeing the progress of vaccines being rolled out in the country. Will it be a requirement to take one? What does the law say when it comes to this issue?
So the law in relation to workplaces is regulated in terms of a directive, which provides some guidelines to employers. And essentially what that document says is, although it's been reported as being or giving the authority to make mandatory vaccination policies, it's important to remember that it also requires every employer to do its own risk assessment as to whether or not vaccinations within its category of employees or its category or its industry, rather, should be mandatory. And what that means is you need to assess your workforce and you need to assess the type of work they perform and then make a decision as to whether or not you will require your employees to obtain vaccines. But even if you put such a requirement in place, there's another factor that mustn't be forgotten, and that's that this directive provides your employees with the right to object to receiving the vaccination. So in other words, they can say that there are constitutional grounds or religious objections, for example, to them obtaining the vaccine, in which event you as the employer will need to consider that objection.
Now, companies like Google and Facebook will now require all the employees to be vaccinated. Are we likely to see such taking place in South Africa? And, in terms of forcing employees to vaccinate or when in most companies or most buildings, it's that company reserves the right for people being on certain people being on their premises. How is this going to work?
So, in South Africa, it's also permitted to come up with a policy to say that because of our industry, you're obliged to obtain a vaccine. So you would need to look at the work being performed, for example. If you have an employee in a role that is very client-facing, that interacts with hundreds of customers a day, there would be valid reasons for you as the employer to say, in relation to that category of employee, they would need to obtain a vaccine. But that employee nevertheless has the right, when it's communicated to him or her that they need to obtain a vaccine, to respond by saying that they object on constitutional or religious grounds, for example, in which event you'll have to reconsider the decision for that specific employee and properly evaluate their objections and whether or not there's merit to them. So although the word mandatory is being used, it's still a case of the employer needing to consider what the employee is willing to do and if they have valid objections to, in fact, obtaining the vaccine.
Now, can an employee be told to stay home until they vaccinate or lose their job if they have not vaccinated?
So the directive is quite clear that they can't be treated differently, or rather, let's say, dismissed or discriminated against based on the fact that the mere refusal to obtain a vaccine. And that goes back to these provisions that allow them to object. So if an employee, for example, objects to obtaining the vaccine after you as the employer have made it mandatory, there's a process that needs to be followed. The employer needs to ensure that the employee has access to the necessary knowledge to make an informed decision, to consult with people. And while that's happening, the employer must also try and reasonably accommodate this employee. So what reasonable accommodation looks like will be different for every employee and every workplace. For some workplaces, it'll be, for example, in a corporate environment, that employee will just continue to work from home. However, in other cases where working from home isn't possible, the employer will need to consider what reasonable accommodation can be made for that employee in that specific instance, bearing in mind the operational requirements of the employer.
Now, Anne-Lee, we've seen children returning back to school and teachers were vaccinated, but some teachers refused to get vaccinated and are still refusing to do so. Now, can parents of a child who goes home infected with COVID, where a teacher tested positive, sue the Department of Basic Education because of the teacher who is not vaccinated, for instance?
That's a difficult one because that's more in the civil litigation realm than it is an employment issue. I guess every scenario will have to be considered on its own facts as to whether or not there will be valid grounds for any recourse in that instance.
And the talk of a vaccination passport where when you travel, requirements will be a vaccination card to show that you have been vaccinated. Would you be kicked off a flight, for instance, if you don't have a vaccine certificate? And what are the legal grounds do individuals have in terms of dealing with these challenges? Because it's clear now that we are going to be facing those challenges going forward.
So I think the question or the answer to that question depends on each airline. As far as I understand, the concept of these passports is still under discussion because every country will have different requirements. But ultimately, I would anticipate that if you do travel to a country where it's a requirement for you to have it as entry, if it's a condition of entry, the airline's hands would be tied. But again, that will depend on the facts of the matter.
Mm-hmm. In your view, how should the risks of not vaccinating be communicated?
Well, in the workplace specifically, it needs to be communicated as clearly and as simply as possible to ensure that your employees understand the risks and they have the necessary information to make an informed decision. So I think every workplace and every employer needs to assess their workforce and what is the best way to communicate for that specific workforce. In the corporate environment, for example, an intranet announcement would be very valuable, where that may not necessarily be applicable in all environments. I think employers need to tailor-make it to their environment.
Thank you so much, Anne-Lee, for joining us this morning on Africa Rise and Shine.
Thank you.
That was Anne-Lee Bezadenhout, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.